The month of June has been hijacked by the anti-Christian culture to show their pride in something God calls an abomination. When you support AFR, you help us continue to stand for godly values and provide the resources for you to stay in the know about the enemy's tactics. To say thank you for your gift this month, we'll give you the booklet, Inside the LGBTQ Push of the 1990s, to help strengthen your convictions. Just go to afr.net/offers. afr.net/offers.
Hi, it's Allison from Virginia, and I've been an AFR listener since it started in Richmond in the 90s. AFR has been my partner in the spiritual war taking place for this country. The American Family Association loves the United States and is standing on God's word for its guidance. God is my strength, and AFR is my partner in trying to spread the truth and to keep people educated. Thank you so much.
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says, God is able to do far more abundantly than anything we can ask or think. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Did he move every mountain? Did he part every sea? Yes, he did. So yes, he can.
Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. It is Fall Share-a-thon, and Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with my friend Bert Harper. Bert, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jeff. It's always good to be with you. I enjoy listening when I'm not with you, brother.
Well, okay, Bert, so our theme for Fall Share-a-thon, well, one of my favorite verses of Scripture, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Now, I know it in a different version than what we have printed here, but now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we ask or think according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. What a great verse. It's part of a prayer that Paul prayed for the Ephesians. And I encourage our listeners, Ephesians 3, 14 through 21, be a great passage to memorize and to repeat that back in your prayer time to the Lord.
It really is. And when you think about all he can do in his power, it took him several words to describe that power. He didn't just say power, far above, beyond, exceeding. All those words tell you something about, yes, he can. That is the theme. Yes, he can. And we're thankful for that, Jeff. It's good to be with you, brother. And I do say this on Share-a-thon. It's always good to have two people at least giving that phone number and sharing the testimonies. It's a great time of the year, isn't it?
It really is. And so our challenge for this hour, Bert, is how much?
Well, right now, they want us to be a part of a $25,000 challenge. We're looking forward to that. So when you give, there's been a group of people that said, hey, we want to increase people's urgency to give, so they give ahead of time. And when they do that, they say, use our money to challenge others to come alongside and be a part of what God's up to. So, hey, call that number, 877-616-2396, and be a part of this challenge.
Yeah, or you can go online, afr.net. And Bert, so we have, if people give a one-time gift of $150 or more, they receive the Founders Planner. And that's a, tell us about that Founders Planner.
That is for 2026. Hey, I always buy a planner. I know I have my calendar on my phone, but I have two other ones. I have the desk model, and then I have a calendar. And for the planner, hey, this would be your planner for 2026 if you give that $150 or more one-time gift. And then if you become a great commission partner and agree to give $30 or more monthly, you'll not only get that planner, but you'll get a book. It's called 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy and the End Times. The authors are somebody called Alex McFarlane and Bert Harper. And we tell folks that our listeners helped us write this book because they came up with the questions. I know you have comments at the end of your program here, and we do as well. And on Friday, all day Friday, Jeff, we take questions the whole time. So we've done three books, and all our listeners and people who've called in has helped us write them because we took their questions and put our answers in print, and now we have books for that.
So, Bert, your eschatological position, what are we going to read about?
Well, you'll read about premillennial, and we're even pre-trib. I'm 90-something percent sure that's the way it is. Now, here's what I'm sure of. 100%, no doubt, that he'll never leave us or forsake us. Yeah. So, if there's that percentage time that we do go through the tribulation, now, we're going to go through tribulation, Jeff. You know, I think a lot of people are premillennial, pre-trib, because they don't want to go through difficult times. I don't either. But that's not a reason for you to interpret the Bible the way you want to. But when I look at the scriptures and look at the book of Revelation, the 70 weeks and so forth, I do believe there's going to be those 7 years of really, really where the Holy Spirit of God withdraws his protection. Now, he doesn't completely withdraw because no one can get saved apart from the Holy Spirit. And there's going to be a great multitude of Gentiles and a lot of Jewish people that saved during that tribulation time, Jeff. So the Holy Spirit has to be there for that, doesn't he?
He does. And you know, Bert, I had a program Friday with Dr. David Allen, theologian Dr. David Allen. We were talking about Israel. And if you are an amillennial, of amillennial persuasion, there is, means not, and millennial means thousand. There's not a thousand-year reign of Jesus. It's very easy to dismiss the importance of Israel moving forward. But if you believe that God, that the Lord is coming back, that there are going to be 7 years of tribulation, and there is going to be a battle of Armageddon, and there's going to be the return of Christ, and he'll set up his kingdom, and the capital city is going to be in Jerusalem, then you understand that Israel, geopolitical Israel, is very, very important to the Lord's end times program. And so that's what we believe at American Family Radio. And so glad that Alex and Bert wrote this book, 100 Bible Questions and Answers, excuse me, on prophecy and the end times. All right, Bert, so the number to call is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. So you can go online at afr.net, and we do have we're part of a $25,000 challenge for this hour, and so we would love to see you get involved in that. Supporting American Family Radio, American Family Association is such a worthy ministry, and it's making such a difference in so many lives.
It really is. And part of our vision, AFA's vision, is for the American Family Association, American Family Radio, to be a leading organization in biblical worldview. And that's exactly what we want. That's what we try to do on every program. And I doubt every program is a Bible study program, but they're always come from a biblical worldview. And Jeff, when we do that, we're trying to help others, you know, have this worldview. Mm-hmm. And programs like yours that does that so well, exploring the Word, that's when we take scriptures, we look at it. Okay, this is how you're to view the world, as through a biblical lens.
Yes.
And I like the term biblical worldview more than Christian worldview.
Right.
Because I think that's exactly what we're to do. And AFR is committed to this, to not only give our news, the programming, but part of it is to equip. That goes from Ephesians, doesn't it? What the pastor is supposed to do is to equip the saints to do the work. I think that goes for us on the radio as well, don't you?
Yeah, it really does. And it's a great opportunity at American Family Radio to impact many, many lives. You know, Bert, we never know how many people are listening at any given time, but we know that the beauty of radio and media is you can reach people in very hard to reach places. And God can use the word going out over YouTube, going out over the airways, in ways that our minds can't even fathom. And so it's exciting when you partner with American Family Association, American Family Radio.
It is. And because of the internet, the podcast, I mean, it is seen. We have people that listen to you, listen to Exploring the Word. They can't listen to the radio, but they'll get on the internet and they'll go back and listen to the podcast. And so many things like this, and using all the things, technological, you know, purposes that God has given us, we're trying to use them here. And when you share in this ministry at AFR this time of year, two times a year in the spring and in the fall, we ask people to come alongside and give. Yes, you listen, you pray, but we also need you to give. And we don't use, as they say on several of the announcements, we don't get government money because we don't want the government control. No. But our listeners support us, and we've been blessed over the years, and we continue to make the pledge. We're going to stick to a biblical worldview and bring you as good a programming as we can. So when you call 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net and give, you're partnering with us. And your ministry that yourself, I mean, I know you're a host here, but your ministry is also a part of the AFR lineup. And that's a partnership too, as well, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, it really is. It's been wonderful for us to be partners with American Family Radio and to get to minister in that 6 p.m. Central time hour or half hour. And we've been doing that now, Bert. Gosh, it's probably 15 years or so that we've been together, and it's been a great partnership.
Well, I remember this, Wesley Wildman, when he started here. I hadn't been here long, but Tim said, I don't want to be my son's boss. So he put Wesley for a year. He was under, quote, my tutelage, and he would go. And I remember the first time he came back from your church there in Texarkana, and he said, man, we've got a partner there. And he really was. He was so excited. He had his office right across from mine, and he came in there, and he was telling me about the time he spent there, and he was just pumped up, excited about what you guys were doing and to be a part of AFR. And so, Jeff, what an opportunity it has been for us and you as well.
Yeah, I think that's when we showed the God who speaks. It might have been at
that
time.
Yeah, I think it was. I think, yeah. Yes.
And, boy, that was a great documentary that American Family Association put together, and Culture Warrior, another great video piece. M.D. Perkins put Culture Warrior together, didn't he, Bert?
He did, and also in his image. Mm-hmm. I mean, the studios, they're not a large group of people over there, but they're a hard-working group of people there, right. And they do their research well, and they use the technology, and they're an awesome group of people that love the Lord Jesus Christ and love His Word, Jeff.
Well, great resources from American Family Association. If you haven't ever checked it out, those would be good to show at your church. In His Image, great to show. The Culture Warrior, which is the Don Wildman story, great to show and get people thinking along biblical lines. Just as we talked, Bert, getting a biblical worldview. You know, Don Wildman, Tim and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. After the Charlie Kirk assassination, Don Wildman was a precursor to Charlie Kirk in many ways, because he recognized, hey, the culture is going down the tubes, and if we don't get Christians to stand up and speak up, as the song says, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross, if we don't do that, as that famous clip from Don Wildman said, we're going to lose this culture war, and our world, our nation, is going to become hedonistic and humanistic, and we can't have that. And so we desperately need to be faithful and bold for the Lord Jesus Christ.
When you look at the civilization, if you study Western Civ or world history, and you see what it was like before the church came in and changed the view of Western world, and it brought it over to America, yes, hey, we're human, so we're going to have flaws, not only in our life, not only in our family, but in our governance. But the seeing what God did through the mission work of the Apostle Paul, when I think we've talked about it before with you, when he crossed over and heard the Macedonian call and brought that message of salvation to the European continent, it changed everything, didn't it, Jeff?
It really did. And so we're beneficiaries of that. And we want you to partner with us here at American Family Radio, American Family Association. The number to call is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Or go online at AFR.net and give a generous gift today and be a part of something that is making a difference in lives across this nation and really around the world as people, as Bert said, people go online and listen, not just in America, but in other places of the world. And so we have an opportunity to make a difference before the Lord comes. And so our challenge is $25,000 for this hour to be a part of that. So I encourage you to call the number, go online, make a pledge, and let God use that to His glory.
You sponsor good, clean, constructive programs, we'll go out of our way to buy your products. We appreciate it. Uh-huh. You sponsor immorality, vulgarity, profanity, we'll make the point not to buy your products, and we'll tell our friends and our neighbors and ask them to do the same.
Donald Wildman founded the American Family Association. The year was 1977.
Our billfolds have an off and on button, and as Christians, we have an obligation not to purchase products which we knowingly will go to help promote pornography and anti-Christian, anti-family values. You know what you're saying to me? You're saying to me, here's a choice. If you don't like it, turn it off. You're saying the same thing to me.
No.
You're telling me that if I sit down and I don't like sexual infidelity and I don't like profanity and I don't like seeing somebody clobber somebody over the head, then forget it.
Your continued support of the American Family Association keeps us on the front lines of America's culture war.
My name is Scott from Wichita, Kansas. Attending church, of course, is very important. And I believe a house church, a smaller gathering of believers to help support and encourage one another, is even more important. And I look at AFR radio when I'm driving around town, or on a trip, and listening to all the pastors and the music in the morning is like attending a house church. And I really appreciate AFR. Thank you.
But I know what kind of God He is, and I'm trusting in His promises. I'm believing and I'm singing. Yes, He can.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper, and we are in day one of Share-a-thon. The theme is Yes, He Can. And our theme verse is Ephesians chapter 3. Verses 20 and 21 says, "Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen." Ephesians 3, 20 and 21, part of a prayer that Paul begins in verse 14. As I said in the first segment, it would be a great passage of Scripture for you to memorize, for couples to memorize, husband and wife to memorize together, and to pray that. Make that part of your daily prayer, is to pray God's Word back to Him. You know, sometimes, Bert, I talk to people and they're like, oh, I don't really know what to pray. I said, pray the Scripture back to God. Take the prayers in the Bible and make them your prayers. And God loves His Word. And when we pray His Word, there's something that we get. It's almost like a twofer. You know, you get your prayer, but you get God's Word in your heart. And so that is our theme today. Yes, He can. And the theme for Fall Share-a-thon. The number to call is 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net.
I not only love the exceeding abundantly above and beyond power, but listen, throughout all generations, and I want to ask you a very theological question, forever and ever. How long is that, Jeff?
Long time.
It is. And that is the power of the Word of God. And again, especially some of Paul's writings, you're talking about the prayers he prayed for the church at Colossae, the church he prays here again and again, the thank yous that he would give the church at Philippi. We'd learn a lot about how we should pray, even when we pray the scriptures. But then after we do that, it helps us to pray in our prayer life no matter what. So yes, studying the Word of God, reading the Word of God, it will not return void, but it will go forth and accomplish what so for he sent it forth to do. What a joy that is. And here on this network, AFR, with Exploring the Word, with all the programming, Jeff's, and not only that we, you know, produce ourselves, the other people we're able to hear in the time slots. Jeff, the partnerships are amazing. And I say this quite often, the partnerships we have with Truth for Youth Bibles, Preborn, 8 Days of Hope, Operation Christmas Child, every one of those is evangelistic, you know? It's not just sitting, okay, we're going to make a difference in people's lives, and we're going to share the good news of Jesus Christ. So we can disciple and evangelize together. We can walk and talk as well, can't we?
Amen. Well, speaking of changed lives, Bert, I love to hear testimonies from our listeners, and so we have a slew of those that we can choose from. And so, Randy, go ahead and pick one if you would.
Kevin Brazil, Long Beach. I just wanted to call and give a voice of thanks, just to let you know that it hadn't been so long ago that I was feeling really down, really pointless, hopeless, nothing. You look forward to nothing. And I'm not going to commit suicide or anything like that. I had made a covenant with the Lord before that I would never do that. But I still just had trouble being interested in anything. And the only thing that I looked forward to was the radio, because I could always get some inspiration, some direction, some guidance. And I know the Father was at work, and I appreciate you more than you can imagine.
What a great word. Bert, as we said, you know, radio and TV and the internet, that can go places that that we just can't in the church necessarily go. You know, a lot of people aren't necessarily going to come to church to hear me preach, or Bert to hear you preach, but they can turn on the radio. And even if they're not, you know, going on the radio to listen to us, they can just start flipping through the dials, and all of a sudden they hear something, and God uses that to really capture their hearts.
It really does. And I just got a note that we need the phones to ring. And that number that we want you to call, and again, make your voice heard and let it be a part of the people who are giving, is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. The other thing, besides the listener testimonies, one of the things I enjoy is looking at the names and the people from where they've called. Let me give just a few here, Jeff. Joe from New Orleans, Louisiana has just called in, and Janie from Amarillo, Texas. John Wayne called in from Kokomo, Indiana. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Okay, and Patricia from Lafayette, Louisiana. Okay, yeah, Lafayette there. It's Lafayette in Mississippi and Lafayette in Louisiana. You have the same word, but they've all called in. Tracy from Franklin, Pennsylvania. So we're hearing from all over. We had earlier someone from one of my favorite towns by name, Mechanicsville, Virginia. Matter of fact, what it did, I make a big deal out of that, Mechanicsville. I love all the different names of the towns that they call from, and Mechanicsville, and I got a cap from a listener there in Mechanicsville, and I wear that cap around here in Northeast Mississippi in Mechanicsville. So make your town known, and we'll call it on the air. Don't you love the name Kokomo?
Yes. Yes. You know, Mechanicsville on a cap would take up most of the cap.
Yeah, there's not room for much other. The Mechanicsville is big and with VA real small. They have to look real hard to see where it's from.
Yeah, there you go. Well, if you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, we're going to send you the 2026 Founders Planner. And that'll help you for the year 2026 coming very, very soon. And then if you give a $30 gift or more, a monthly gift, $30 or more every month to American Family Radio, American Family Association, you not only receive the Founders Planner, but you also receive the brand new book, 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy and the End Times by Alex McFarlane and Bert Harper. So, Bert, that's a book that would interest lots and lots of people. So give us an idea of what are some of the questions that you guys handle in that book.
Well, a lot of it has to do with signs. You know, there's that old song, Signs of the Times Are Everywhere. So what do you look for? And one of the things we're talking about, we do believe Matthew 24, when it talks about he will not return, this will not happen until the gospel is preached around the world. And we do believe that because of technology, that the gospel is getting into places that it's never gone before. And yes. And we believe that. And I think also we're looking at a revival. We believe is something God's going to do before this tribulation time. Well, there's hints of it all through the scripture. And we talk about that. And we believe it's happening now. We believe God is really making a move on a lot of college campuses right now. And so we talk about that. We talk about the Antichrist, the number 666, what is significance about it. And so, and again, this book, we started working on it months ago before all that's taken place. Mm-hmm. What took place in Israel 2 years ago, October the 7th, that had just taken place. And when we started working on this book, so it's been about 2 years. And that was one of the impetuses for us to do so, because we know Israel is in part of God's eschatology. So we talk about Israel's place, that we don't believe in replacement theology. God has a dual purpose for Israel and for the church. And do they come together at the end? Yeah, God's purpose is all will come together. But at this point in time, Israel is Israel and the church is the church. And we make that definition different, Jeff, and let people know about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. So today is the anniversary of the massacre that took place. Hamas attacked Israel and attacked innocent civilians and in the most gruesome and brutal way imaginable, and celebrated that and videotaped that and called home to say that they killed Jews and killed babies and killed families. I mean, it's just unbelievable, but it's true. And they did that. And now, Bert, as strange as it may seem, we have the world turning against Israel and supporting Hamas.
Yeah.
I don't know how that makes any sense at all.
It does not. And I was just looking at the headlines. I don't necessarily read everything about a headline, but I try to keep up with the headlines. And one of them was the anti-Semitism. And some people that surprise you come out and say, listen, this is wrong. It leads to disaster. And not only what happened on October the 7th, 2 years ago, but it also lead to 9/11, 2001, what happens there. And so hatred, Jeff, hatred is a evil that needs to be stamped out. That's the reason Jesus said, speak the truth in love. Paul, speak the truth, but speak it in love. Now, that doesn't mean you accept every action. No, I know they mock us for saying we hate the sin and love the sinner, but I would say, Jeff, that's still true today. And we speak the truth, and we want to speak it in love. Try to do that, don't we?
Yeah, people get upset with that love the sinner, hate the sin, but that's what God does. He loves us, but he hates the things that we do, and I think that we don't realize how much he hates sin. You have to go back in your mind's eye and revisit the cross, revisit Calvary. That's how much God hates sin. In order to cleanse us from sin, he had to send his son to die a brutal death on the cross, because that's how powerful sin is, that's how destructive sin is, and that was the cost. So the life of the flesh is in the blood, and it is the blood by reason of the life that makes atonement. So that's why without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. God can't just willy-nilly forgive sins. There has to be a payment. There has to be an atonement, a covering. And Jesus did that when he died on the cross and rose again from the dead. Well, the number to call is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net and give your best gift. If it's a gift of $150 or more, we'll send you the 2026 Founders Planner. And if it's a monthly recurring gift of $30 a month or more, we'll send you the Founders Planner plus the book 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy and the End Times by Alex McFarland and Bert Harper. Now, Randy, if you can cue up another testimony, we'd love to hear from a listener.
My name is Ron Bennett. I'm a deputy sheriff, police officer with the Decatur County Sheriff's Department in Decatur County, Tennessee. Thank you for the radio station that I enjoy listening to every morning, AFR. It gets me motivated and it helps me to get through my day as a police officer. Not many of us are, as police officers, are accepted and well received in parts of our state and around the United States, but we have a hard job and we love helping others, and I get a lot of enjoyment being a school resource officer here at Riverside High School.
Amen. Well, we support our men and women of law enforcement. One of the things that First Baptist Texarkana always does, we have a Christmas gathering. We call it, Bert, we call it the Unsung Heroes Luncheon, and we support law enforcement officers, teachers, crossing guards, the people that do the difficult jobs that make a city go, water plant workers. Those guys that never really get celebrated, we say, we want to celebrate you. We want to say thank you for what you do.
Where would we be without them? Listen, definitely, what a blessing it is to have those that I've been their pastor, and just, you know, especially law enforcement officers, and they go out, the firefighters, the first responders, mm-hmm. all of those people, and a lot of the, as you said, unsung heroes, but they really are. They keep the water taps running, man. Have you ever had a time in your life, Jeff, where the water was not coming into your house?
Yes.
Okay, I'll give this real short story. Jan and I were living somewhere, and we just had our firstborn son, Nathan. Now he's the one that helps me on exploring missions, but anyway, he was a baby then, and it was in the dead of winter, and something happened to the water source, and it was frozen up for about 3 days without water. I want to just tell you, it's hard. So we better appreciate those people that work for the electric and water associations that's in our towns and in our areas. Mm-hmm. And so way to go, Texarkana. appreciate those guys, because we appreciate the water. And we appreciate our listeners, our prayer warriors, and our supporters that call in at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or give online at AFR.net. What a joy it is. And Jeff, we can say this, we could not do what we do without them.
No, we couldn't. That's why we do it, is for the listener, and we want to reach more and more people with the truth. As you said, Bert, so what is the purpose of American Family Radio, American Family Association? It's to encourage Christians to stand. It's to share the word. It's to help people see life from a biblical lens, from a biblical worldview. As you said, it's not a Christian worldview, because that can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people, but it's from a biblical lens. You see life from from God's perspective as he shares that in his word. And so we want to be faithful to that task, and we want you to come alongside of us, and support us in that and be a partner with us as we share the truth over the airwaves.
One of the things I have before me is a chart, and it tells us where people are calling from. And it's neat when you hear someone that's calling that you know, and you know where they're from. Connie from Boonville, Mississippi, a faithful listener, just a great person. John from Sandston, Virginia has called in. David from Newton, Kansas. Sandra from St. Francisville, Louisiana, and then straight from DeRidder, Louisiana. All these have called in and made their pledge. We want people to join us and call in and make those pledges, don't we, Jeff?
We do. Bert, I was with the pastor at Mims Baptist Church in Conroe, and he's from DeRidder, Louisiana.
Oh, man. That's... it's down there in the kind of the southern part.
Yes. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper. It is day one of Fall Share-a-thon 2025. Ephesians 3, 20 and 21, our theme verse, yes, he can. Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory. We'll be right back.
Vice President Wesley Wildman.
Yes, regardless of my last name being Wildman or not, I prayed specifically where God would have me. And so there were opportunities in different areas and things that I'm passionate about that I was interested in. And I laid the four or five opportunities out there before the Lord. I had coaching was an option. General business was an option. Landscape architecture was an option. Being a pastor was an option. And working at a Christian activist ministry like AFA was an option as well. And I laid those five or six before the Lord and prayed for 3 or 4 months toward the end of my college career. And one by one, over the next 5 or 6 months in my senior year of college, God began to shut some doors and point me through other areas as a confirmation, and to the point where it could not have been more clear that God was calling me to the work of AFA. And I had no selfish motive to try to climb a ladder or try to move my way up in any particular timeline or anything like that. I was just interested and passionate about the ministry that my papa started back in 1977 and wanted to work in a ministry like AFA in order to push the mission forward. If you look at our mission statement, to inform, equip, and activate, I've noticed that there are many, many good ministries that do the informing. And as it relates to Christian worldview, there's some that equip, and they do a little better job with the equipping side of things. And I believe we do both of those exceptionally well. But I think what really sets American Family Association apart and what really inspires me is the activate side of things. So inform, equip, and activate. I believe the activate side of what we do is an emphasis among the three, although we do all three. And doing that encourages me, encourages others, and it fulfills a hole and a need that many Christians find in their journey of growing and discipling as a Christian, because obviously we want to evangelize and share God's word. We want to see people get saved, but after that, we have an opportunity with our time left on earth to live out our beliefs and to be a good witness. Jesus said to occupy until he returns, and that's what we're wanting to do, is to occupy until he returns. And AFA does that, or gives listeners and supporters an opportunity to do that more so than any other ministry that I can think of. And there's some really good ones out there, but the activate side of what we do is very special.
My name is Jarvis King. I live in Bogachitta, Mississippi. Many years ago, my dad and I had a Motorola two-way radio business in Macomb. Well, WAQL is still there, and it's on a tower. Dad decided to let Don Wildman get on the tower for free for the antenna space. And at the time, I didn't like the idea. I wasn't living right. Years went by. Dad's gone to be with the Lord. And I lived a terrible, addicted life till I went in Teen Challenge 15 years ago. And little did I know at the time when when Dad let Don get on the radio tower, that I would be listening to it now every day when I work. I just want to thank Don Wildman and all the staff there for blessing me every day, and such a blessing that my dad saw the vision with Don and allowed them to get on the tower at Macomb.
It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Yes, he did. So yes, he can.
Amen. That was a great, great testimony. And, you know, when you have a part in something that God is doing, the scripture says in Zechariah that we should not despise small beginnings. Because things start out small, ministries start out small, American Family Association, American Family Radio started out small, but God has blessed and God has grown it and God has touched countless lives. We have no idea how many lives. We'll know when we get to heaven at the end of it all, how many people that God reached and strengthened and grew through American Family Radio, American Family Association. Now, Bert, you were part of the early days, and I don't know if Don had a if he could foresee how big the impact was going to be when he started this at his kitchen table.
Well, I know this. He took the step, and God led him in that, and he did it. What an opportunity it is for us to continue doing that. As I said before, I'll never forget being in the board meeting when he brought up, he is first going to do the news. He said, I'm tired of everybody misquoting me, and said, I got an idea. And so him being misquoted led to the opportunity for having the news and then the radio and now the network along with everything else. So here again, what man meant for evil, God turned it into good.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Bert, help us. I've always wondered about this. So American Family News, how does that arm function? Where do those guys get the information and their stories?
Well, they go all over. Fred Jackson is the director, but has several guys over there that works with him. Those that put it on the radio, but those also that put it in print. And all of them work together, and they watch the same news sources that we do, and then they have people that they call to find out, quote, the inside story, mm-hmm. to find out what's going on. And so they use all the sources available, and they have their people at certain places that will let them know, you know, what's going on. And then they put it in their biblical worldview, and they're able to express that, to bring that out, put it in writing. And so what an opportunity it is. And it was a free, if I remember right, it was first called Agape News, and it developed over the period of time. And this is what God does. And again, Don had that vision.
Don had it was American Family Decent. What was the name of the ministry at the beginning?
National Federation of Decency.
Okay.
National Federation for Decency. And it wasn't long that he changed the name to American Family. And but that did, that first name really gives one side of Don, then the American Family, the other side. Don was tenacious, very aggressive in that, but you talking about loving his family and caring for the family. So using both of those names gets both sides of Don Wildman. That bull, I remember the first board meeting I was in, some of the guys that were there, I was much younger then, and I was learning from those older guys, and they was talking about, Don, you got to remain that bulldog. Now, he wasn't talking about Mississippi State or Georgia, but they were talking about that tenaciousness about him, and I said, that's what drives us. And so he had a vision, and God just used him to bring what we know now as American Family Association, American Family Radio about.
Well, you know, we've talked about him in the past, Bert, how people dismissed him because of his country accent.
Well, I've been there, done that.
But they thought he was a country bumpkin until they got him in an interview and realized this guy knows what he's talking about. He's, you know, he's dumb as a fox, and as the old expression goes. And Don was several steps ahead of the people that were trying to make him look foolish.
He really was, and he was a joy to be around. He and I, honestly, we did become friends, and that was, you know, we're our background similar, country here in Northeast Mississippi, and so it was a joy to see what God would do with him. So here's what I say, hey, God use you wherever you are. The world of your influence, let God use you. And yeah. And Don was used in his small area, and then he expanded it because he was faithful in the area that God had given him.
Right.
You remain faithful no matter your territory, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Bert, I'm preaching through the life of Samuel. I'm calling it Leaving the Legacy. And one of the things that struck me as I preach 1 Samuel chapter 8 is that Samuel was faithful. And the Bible doesn't go through all the things that he did, but he had a long ministry year after year after year of faithfulness. And I remember something I heard from Chuck Swindoll years ago at a National Religious Broadcasters Convention. He said, most of ministry is just showing up, being there, being faithful. It's not the magnificent moments. It's just the everyday moments where you're praying with people, you're loving on people, you're studying God's word, you're preaching God's word, you're ministering life to people. And he said that's not necessarily a parting of the Red Sea moment every single day. It's just those little acts of faithfulness.
And I would say there's a picture that I don't know who took it, but it's Brother Don. We had one office on one side of the street and another one on the other side, and there was a stopped-up toilet. This is pretty plain language, and somebody took a picture of Brother Don heading over to the other side of the street with a plunger in his hand. He was going to take care of it. That was Don Wildman, and we want to remain that way. That's one reason. I mean, like Alex McFarland, the co-host, J.J. Jasper, and me to an extent, we get to go to different places, talk to different people, mm-hmm. and then they would, you know, the different times that people come to us, get to see people where they really are and where they really live. And that's why these listener testimonies mean so much to us, because it shows, hey, what we say behind the microphones is going over and being heard by some people that are really struggling and hurting. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, those behind the microphone, we're struggling and we're hurting. Mm-hmm. We don't always bring that out and let everybody know it, but, right. you know, it happens. But God is faithful during the good times and the difficult times. Let me see. A mountaintop is on both sides of the mountain, they're valleys, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And so we understand, you know, as Bert said, that we're behind the microphone, but we understand the pressures. We understand temptation. You know, we all, as a preacher friend of mine said to me years ago, we all have feet of clay. Nobody has arrived in the Christian life where you're not tempted by the world of flesh and the devil. And so we have to stay connected to Jesus. That's why John 15 is such a critical passage of Scripture, where the Lord says, I'm the vine, you're the branches. We have to abide in him. If the branch doesn't abide in the vine, it can do nothing. It can't bear fruit. And you know, when you buy grapes at the grocery store, those where the grape is attached, that's the branch, and it's a worthless piece of wood. You know, it's good for nothing. It has to stay connected to the vine in order for that life to flow through. And so, when we talk to you about keeping your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, we're talking to ourselves. We have to do that too, and we have to constantly discipline ourselves to know that when lust is conceived, it gives birth to sin, and when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. And a Christian is constantly repeating to himself, herself, who we are in Christ and how the enemy works to deceive us. And the Bible is the truth, as Jesus said in his great high priestly prayer, Father, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. And we want to be faithful at American Family Radio, American Family Association, to share the truth and speak the truth in love. And you can partner with us in doing that. The number to call is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go online at AFR.net and give your best gift, or give a monthly gift. Become a great commission partner. Your gift of $30 or more gets you the 2026 Founders Planner, plus Bert and Alex's new book, 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy and the End Times.
Just talking about accountability, one of the things, and especially when I was on the board, I'd come by and review what they said, and that is the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. Now, what they do, they help Christian ministries earn the trust of those who give the money to make sure that the funds are used wisely and responsibly. They do that by having annual audits, do that by on-site reviews. They come and look at their procedures, and then they make recommendations, or they say, this is what, and you're to, you know, you come away with a good rating or a poor rating. ECFA and AFR gets an excellent rating from ECFA, that we use your money in a way that is responsible, wisely, and we thank God for that. So, and again, that started from Brother Don, and that continues today. And so when you make that call at 877-616-2396 and make that pledge, or you go online at AFR.net to make your pledge, your money will be used wisely. It helps keeps the radio going. We have engineers that have to work on the towers. We have people here that have to work on the machinery here. It has to be updated quite often. It's not just the personalities behind the microphones, right, Jeff. It's kind of like our body. The most important parts are those you don't see, the brain, the heart, and the lungs. You don't see them. Here at AFR, the most important guys, they're the ones you don't necessarily hear. But, right, man, they're out there pouring their heart into the work because they feel like they've been called to do God's work here at AFR.
Well, and people don't realize how much money it does cost to be able to share coast to coast and do everything online and all the Zoom and the YouTube stuff and Facebook stuff. All that costs, and you have to have people that can do that and that are skilled in that. And so, so your gift, you may say, well, what does it matter if I give, you know, $50 or $100? That's not very much. Well, it may not be very much, but God can use it. You know, the little boy in John chapter 6, what did he give? He just had five little crackers and two fish, and the Lord used that little that he gave, is all he had. But he used that little to feed the multitudes, 5,000 men plus women and children, probably 15,000 to 20,000 people. It was the biggest ministry as far as hitting the most people that the Lord ever did in his earthly ministry, and it was based on that boy's small, from our perspective, small gift. So there is no gift too small. So give today, 877-616-2396. Or go online, AFR.net. And Randy, in the time allotted, do we have another testimony we can share? Okay.
My name is Daryl. I live here in Conroe, Texas. Started listening to your station about a year and a half ago when I discovered them here. Thank God for a great Christian radio station and what you guys do in impacting the kingdom, as well as trying to mobilize and inform people about issues that they can take up and help to glorify and honor God in the way that we approach the issues going on in this world today. So God bless you. Keep doing great work.
Amen. Well, Bert, Psalm 122, verse 6 tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and today is the anniversary of the brutal and vicious and satanic Hamas attack on Israel that happened October 7th, 2023. And we do want to pray for Israel. We want to be remembering our Jewish brothers and sisters and friends and pray for them. They're still under such attack, and the world is turning on them, as the Bible says would happen. And so we just pray for God's promises to come through. And we want our Jewish neighbors to come to know Christ in a real and personal way.
We really do. And let me just say, right now, we have the hostages trying to negotiate their freedom. 20 are still living. And I saw the picture of one recently that was, released. I mean, skin and bones. You see those pictures of the Nazi prison camps? It was similar, that look. So we pray for them and pray that God would use us in winning people to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Well, Bert, it's been wonderful to be with you. I look forward to being with you again tomorrow. And thanks for listening to Real Truth for Today. Thanks for being a part of Fall Share-a-thon 2025. Ephesians 3:20. Now to Him, to the Lord, who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
Candace talks about finding out she was pregnant. Thankfully, an ultrasound provided by Preborn allowed her to hear her baby's heartbeat.
The sonogram sealed the deal for me. My baby was like this tiny little spectrum of hope. And I saw his heart beating on the screen. And knowing that there's life growing inside, I mean, that sonogram changed my life. I went from just Candace to mom. Thank you to everybody that has given these gifts. You guys are giving more than money. You guys are giving love.
Preborn currently has clinics that do not have ultrasound machines. Would you consider a leadership gift and sponsor a machine today? These life-saving machines cost $15,000, more than most centers can afford. Your donation will save countless lives for years to come. Dial pound 250 and say the keyword baby, or go to preborn.com/AFR.